So I will say in Parshas Emor, there are many different mitzvahs that we read about. Amazingly enough, right? We just ended off over here with the halachos concerning the kahuna, and now again, Parshas Emor, of course, begins with the halachos concerning tumas kohanim. But of course, amazingly enough, nestled in this parsha is the mitzvah of sfiras haomer. So the Torah says, "Usfartem lachem mimacharas haShabbos." You shall count for yourselves on the day after Shabbos, which of course we interpret to mean the day after Pesach, from the day that you bring the Karban Omer, 7 complete weeks. Counting from the Yom Tov of Pesach to the Yom Tov of Shavuos. And then ultimately the Torah goes ahead and describes the various halachos as they apply to these circumstances. So let's say, I saw that the Ma'arva Shemesh brings down an incredibly beautiful idea. Listen, I'm going to quote to you his words. He says, Margala b'puma dan shemaisa. There's a beautiful thing that people often say. Shela'achar Shabbos, ein lahem ha'ara b'tfila karoi. They will say, it's interesting. One can make the argument that sometimes the most difficult tefillah of the week is what? Is Ma'ariv Masei Shabbos. Right? What happens Ma'ariv Masei Shabbos? So, you know, it's amazing, right? It's amazing where Ma'ariv Minyanim from Masei Shabbos take place, right? In the most random of areas, basements, living rooms, parking lots, right? Places, interestingly enough, where you wouldn't necessarily dive in Kabbalah Shabbos or anywhere else, yet Ma'ariv Masei Shabbos is kind of like, you know, it's one of those tefillos which just, it happens with Adav Ma'ariv, but it's hard to hear anyone who ever said, you know, the most inspirational moment of my week was that Vat Vayinoam, right? That Vayinoam, Ma'ariv Masei Shabbos, Mamish, Li'ela U'Li'ela. So interestingly enough, you come off Shabbos, by the way, we say Vayinoam Masei Shabbos, if anyone, okay, good. So I saw some blank expressions here. Is that a Chumrah? Yeah, that's for the Chaverim say Vayinoam. So therefore, amazing that the Ma'arva Shemesh writes so beautifully, he says, that people often say you come off a Shabbos, which is so halig, which is so beautiful, and that Ma'ariv of Matzei Shabbos is like, it's flat. Shela'achar Shabbos, in lem ha'ara b'tfila karoi. That after Shabbos, I don't have the inspired tfila. Like I thought generally, again, I will say inspiration builds. So I'm thinking if I'm coming off a Shabbos, I'm coming off a Shalashudis, Udas, Zmiras, Torah, that again, I'd come now to a Matzei Shabbos and I'd be building up. Yet, amazing if it doesn't happen that way. So says the Ma'arva Shemesh, the avod of a person is to try to be inspired dafka after Shabbos. It will say, what's my job? My job, ultimately, again, is to find the inspiration in the Ma'ariv after Shabbos. That's my job, to find the inspiration in the Ma'ariv after Shabbos. Kimo she'amarti, usvartem lochem mimacharas ha'Shabbos. Says the Ma'ariv Shemesh something so beautiful. He darshins, usvartem, means from Lashon Sapir. Sapir was a luminescent gemstone. That so much of life is usvartem lochem, becoming spiritually luminescent, mimacharas ha'Shabbos. We'll say, to kind of expand on this a little bit, what the Ma'arva Shemesh is teaching us is, Shabbos represents a moment of his Orus. Shabbos represents, ultimately again, an inspired moment in life. The difficult part about inspired moments is that they come and they go. And says the Ma'arva Shemesh, Torah is teaching us, Usfartem lochem. When do you have to work on your inspiration? Mimacharas ha'Shabbos. When the inspiration is dying down, when the inspiration is ebbing away, as Shabbos is leaving, that's usvartan. Make it count for yourself. Become a sapir. Become luminescent. See, the Rebbe says, our job in life is to perpetuate inspiration. No one is always inspired. This is very important to understand. No one ever lives like on the peak of inspiration. We all have peaks, we all have valleys. But when I know that my Shabbos, my moment of inspiration, whether that's actual Shabbos or just a spiritual Shabbos, a moment of inspiration is coming to an end, my avoda then becomes usfartem lochem mimacharas ha-Shabbos. I have to re-inspire. I have to become the sapir. I have to become the luminescent spiritual gemstone. I have to make it count for myself. It's not just enough to have the Shabbos. Then Shabbos comes, right back to whatever. Right? No, no, no. Again, I have to figure out how to perpetuate this spirituality. Usvartam lachem. When do you have to work on becoming most spiritually luminescent? Mimacharas haShabbos. After the spiritual moments, ultimately, again, I have to work on preserving my ruchnius, preserving my inspiration. So how do you do that? So if we had more time, I'd go into this much more about Arichos, but I'll just tell you as follows. A couple of psukim later, as the Torah goes on to discuss, right, the Torah says, Ani macharas haShabbos, this is the next pasuk. Tisperu chamishim yom, you should count 50 days, vikraftem mincha chadasha laHashem. And you will give a mincha chadasha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we'll say the Divre Yo, the Satmarav Zecher Tzadik Livracha, says something amazing. He says, what does it mean, mincha chadasha? Listen to these words. Shetiya mitzvah chadasha be'inechem, v'chol yom yu be'inecha kichadashim, v'as tia lahem hislavos v'shtokikos kibetchila. Says the Satmarav, how do you go ahead and preserve inspiration? By bringing a mincha chadasha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every single day, do something new. Every single day, in addition to all of the things that I do as part of my day-to-day Yiddishkeit, bring a mincha chadasha. Bring something additional to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And so, Yibon Shalom, today, here's my mincha chadasha. Today, my mincha chadasha is a capital of Tehillim. Today, my mincha chadasha is an extra little bit tzedakah. Today, my mincha chadasha is 10 more minutes on my learning seder. Today, my mincha chadasha is I'm going to speak extra nicely. Today, my mincha chadasha is shmira sa'inayim. Whatever your mincha chadasha is, bring a new mincha every single day. In addition to all the things that I do day in and day, you don't have to perpetuate it. Don't get nervous. It's not like you bring the mincha chadasha one day, that's it, I'm stuck with it for the rest of my life. But every day brings something new to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every single day, bring that mincha chadasha. And if you bring that mincha chadasha, then you'll fulfill usvartem lachem imacharas haShabbos. I'll find a way to perpetuate the inspiration. I'll find a way to perpetuate the Shabbos. I'll find a way, ultimately, again, to make the Ma'ariv on Matzeh Shabbos, both metaphorically and literally, count just a bit more. It's all about maintaining that spiritual high as long as we can. We can't allow Shabbos to come and Shabbos to go, and then it's just back to business as usual. But rather, usfartem lachamim macharas haShabbos. Find a way to be spiritually luminescent. Find a way to make the day count, even when Shabbos is over. And how do you do that? One little mincha chadasha. Bring something new to HaKadosh Baruch Hu each and every day. And you'll maintain that inspiration of Shabbos throughout the entire week.